At the IGC, one of our focuses is how to build functional states in difficult places. These are countries where weak institutions make it difficult for the state to provide core services, and also where political instability creates a risk of conflict. In these countries, it's particularly difficult to maintain a social contract where the citizen guarantee their support to the government in exchange for public service provision that the government offers. We know that implementing this social contract is difficult in fragile states because of lack of resources and lack of legitimacy. So for lack of resources, we've studied how, for example, the provision of foreign aid can help overcome these limitations. When it comes to legitimacy, we've studied how citizen engagement, the provision of information, as well as transparency rule can help guarantee trust and maintain the social contract. At the IGC, we found answer to four important aspects in which state functioning can be improved. One, from the point of view of resources, we saw that foreign aid, and in particular local projects, can help improve service provision. And this comes from evidence from Afghanistan, from Sierra Leone. Now, the impact of these projects on violence and instability is more nuanced, and it depends on the source of the insurgency motives. A second area in which we found evidence is the importance of information provision. For example, we understood that giving people information about politicians' performance or candidate platforms increases turnout and makes politicians more accountable. We also studied the involvement of communities in local development through the so-called community-driven development projects. These are projects where the community is in charge of designing and implementing projects financed through foreign aid, for example, and that are supposed to both improve service delivery and decision-making processes. Here, our research in Liberia, for example, points to an improvement in social cohesion, while research in Sierra Leone points to effective delivery of services, but no change in democratic decision-making processes. Finally, we studied the possibility of reforming the justice system, which in many fragile states is plagued by inefficiencies and delays when we talk about the formal system, or possibly by elite capture when we talk about customary justice. The IGC also did an evaluation of the role that paralegals can play in mediating between the formal justice system and the community. And in Liberia, in particular, it found that these paralegals were very effective in improving outcomes, reducing delay and bribes, and increasing citizen satisfaction with the justice system. One key message for policymakers is not to underestimate how responsive citizens are. They respond to economic incentives and availability of resources when deciding whether to support local government, and they respond to the availability of information on politicians' performance and platforms when deciding how to vote. So institutional change is possible also in fragile states.